Okay, I'm going to have to go with this without notes today because, unfortunately, when I wrote the speech, I didn't know about the Daf Yomi, and I realized that really has to be the crux of the speech tonight, so I'm going to have to redo it on the spot now. But it did answer one question that I've had ever since I got the letter from Dr. Kallis back Sukkot time. I've been wondering, we had such a wonderful president in Rabbi Padowitz, and I was wondering, why would he want to step down after all this successful time? And tonight, I finally got the answer, so thank you, Ido, for clarifying for me what exactly he was disassociating with. Okay, I really know, though, some of you are wondering how I got this slot, so let me just clear that up right away before we start speaking. Was Dr. Kallis, as already been mentioned, he wanted tonight to really focus on the warm family atmosphere here in Beis Tfilion Avram. So he said, you know what, nowadays we do everything with Google. So he goes to the computer and says, I don't want to have to pay for a speaker. Let me get someone local. Let me get someone who's going to stress the warm family environment. Types in RBS, Mishpacha, hits enter, and Arnold pops up. But let me tell you something about the limelight. So there's a story that I've heard told multiple times, which means it's probably not true. There was a class in a law school. Good 200, 300 students come to class every day in this huge lecture hall. And teacher comes in there, and he speaks, and he drones on, and some of the people take notes, and then it comes time for an exam. And everyone files into this large lecture hall for the final exam, and the teacher says, listen up. You've got exactly 42 minutes for this test, and that's it. When I say pen's down, I don't care what you're up to. The pen is down. And he graciously reminds them, 5 minutes before, 2 minutes before, he says, remember, when I say time's up, pens are down. And you see there are students that are sweating, trying to figure out how they're going to make it in time. So one guy's got his feet up on the desk. He's having a good time. He's got his soda, maybe something a little more intoxicating with him. He's enjoying, and he's taking his test, and he's looking it over, and he's taking his test. Everyone else is racing to finish. The professor says 30 seconds, and guys are running up to the front desk, handing in their tests. And then he says, that's it. Time is up. And the room is empty, except for two people. This law professor, looking very stern, shuffling his pages. And there's one gentleman still with his feet up on the desk, reviewing his test, making sure, writing a little bit more, looking over. 5-10 minutes go by, and then there's a standoff. This professor sitting in the front, glaring at the student. The student comes up, and he is ready to hand in his paper to the professor. Professor says, you don't think I'm really going to take that paper from you, do you? He's like, of course you are. Professor says, no, this is a law class. A rule's a rule. I told you time's up, that's it. To which the student then says to him, do you know who I am? Do you realize who you're talking to, Professor? To which the professor was speechless, as you saw. And then, finally, the professor recovers a little bit. He says, I don't care who you are. This is the rule. He says, do you know who my father is? He says, I don't care. There's no protexia here. And then the boy says, you really don't know who I am at all? He says, I have no idea. All I know is that. And at that, the boy lifts up half the stack of papers, shoves in his paper, and dashes out of the room. Says in this morning's Haftorah V'hayulachadim biyadecha. They should be for one in your hand. When that law professor walked out of the exam he was proctoring, he had them all together in his hand. And this guy, who took his merry time, who was able to write whatever answers he wanted, looked them over. He was protected by that koach hatzibur. V'hayulachadim biyadecha. We know when we come to daven betzibur, whether it's physically betzibur, whether it's that we're mentioning everything, belashon rabim, accepting the mitzvah v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, when we link up with a tzibur, whether it's based tefillah, Yonah Avram tzibur, whether it's the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, so we have a big advantage. None of us are perfect. And therefore, when we want our tefillos to get into Shamayim, we want our Avodas Hashem in general to be smiled at. It goes through a heavenly checkpoint. I know when we were on the yeshiva, on the shul trip, so we're going on a bus together and get to a checkpoint. So we got very lucky because the soldiers, they don't go through each individual person in the bus the way you would if you're coming through a car. They just look in, they see Dr. Gurman's smiling face, they look at Rabbi Brix's tie, and they're like, go on, you guys are innocent. That's the koach hatzibur. When our tefillos get to that heavenly checkpoint, they just wave them through, as long as v'yulachadim biyadecha, you're part of that stack. But I think there's a much more positive message also in this koach hatzibur. It's not just about hiding our faults, getting our flaws out of the limelight. There's a beautiful mesha chachma in this coming week's parsha. It says, when Yaakov Avinu is giving his parting gift to Yosef, it says, I'm going to give you what I got, miyado amori becharbi uvkashti, to which Targum Unkelis refuses to translate it literally, and instead says, bitzlosi uvausi. Literally, the pasuk means with my sword and my bow. Unkelis translates it using two words that we're quite familiar with from Kaddish Tiskabel, in which we say tzloshon uva'uson. We beg Hashem to accept both types of tefillos from Am Yisrael, whether it's the standard textual tefillos of tzloshon or the ba'uson, the please, bakasha, bikashti, milashon bakasha. What the Meshech Chachma says addresses a question that's often caused me to wonder, and many others that I've heard address this as well, is, come on, every day, three times a day, same text, it gets boring, and Hashem just heard it from me a few minutes ago. He needs to hear it again. Why are we doing this? What's with this tefillah? Wouldn't it be so much better if I just went up there with my guitar and just went with this beautiful, freestyle, original, creative work for tefillah? The answer might be yes. So what are we supposed to do? What's our avoda in tefillah? The Meshech Chachma says, our avoda in tefillah is twofold. There's tzloson, and there's ba'uson. There's cherev, and there's keshes. What's the difference in terms of military strategy between these two weapons? You have a sword. What's dangerous about a sword? A sword is inherently razor sharp. All you have to do is touch it to someone else and it will cut through. But you need that to be short range. When it comes to a keshet, what does a bow and arrow do? So the arrow itself is not as sharp, but it could travel a far distance. And you know what determines its potency? When you're holding that bow, the stronger you dig deep inside of yourself and aim properly, the more potent that shot's going to be. That's tefillah. When it comes to tefillah, there's two types of tefillah. There's a structured, formal, mesorah type of tefillah that Anshei Knesset HaGdola have given us razor-sharp, perfect nusach ha-tefillah. All we have to do is just touch it in the right spot, and it's effective. But there's another element to tefillah as well, and that is bakashasi, bebausi. The way that we dig deep down inside of ourselves and we give that spontaneous, original, creative, personalized mimamakim kurasicha. The more you pull down, it's a mimamakim. The more it's coming out, as we know, Rachmana Liba boy. That's what tefillah is about. And therefore you need both elements in tefillah. And the Meshach Chachma says this might be what the Gemara in Tainus means when it says the difference between tefillah betzibur and tefillah biyachid. When it comes to tefillah betzibur, your kavana does not have to be as perfect because that's already formalized. It's like a sword, it goes right in. Whereas when someone davens biyachidus, so then the only way it works is if you really pull hard on that bow and aim perfectly with your kavana. I'd like to take midrashic license though and expand this to other areas of Avodah Hashem, not just the area of tefillah. You have two elements to a shul. There's the structure, the bureaucracy, the administration, the committees, which are very, that's formal, and based tefillah over the years, from the outgoing administration to the incoming administration, led by our wonderful Rav Shlita, is a well-oiled machine. We have so much to be proud of what makes up the structure of based tefillah. That's half of it. But a shul is not going to be fully successful if it doesn't also have that other element of community service. There's got to be that bakasha si. There's got to be that aiming that every person on his own looks deep inside of himself and says, what creative talent am I going to bring to this shul? What am I going to be adding to the mix? And the same way as Hashem loves it when we take me'ena tefillah and we originally add in our own chedushim, the same way as we're so familiar in Torah learning, there's the mesorah and there's koach achidush. Within a shul also, there's the mesorah, the structure, and there's spontaneity. And you need both. And we have both. And that's why this tefillah, this based tefillah, is an awesome place. Because what we have is the koach hatzibur of the full package. Let me tell you something. You know why I joined this shul? Because, as Ido mentioned, I wanted aliyos. And on occasion, I even wake up accidentally early, and I go to the Vasikin room. And in the Vasikin minyan, you get even more aliyos. But I like to tell you something. You know why all of you are in this room? Because you all like getting aliyos. And therefore, you were probably very disappointed when you heard from the Rav this morning that there will not be another Osafa for another many, many years. But you don't really like aliyos in the aliyah Torah sense. You know what aliyos we're all interested in, and that's why we come to base tefillah? The aliyos ba Torah. Meaning, what the common theme, the common denominator of everybody in this room is not that we made aliyah. No, we're olim. We are continuing to be b'nei aliyah. And that's the difference between a successful tehillah like this one and one that is not as successful. In the type of work that I have this close to be involved during the week, there are talmidim, and I always tell them advice which is somewhat cliche, but I think it's so true. The end of the year, they're going back to their places where they live, and I say, you know where you have to make sure to associate yourself? With the growth-oriented chevra. And then you know what we do as a yeshiva? The same thing so many other yeshivas do. We bring them once a year, at least, on a Shabbaton, to Beis Tefillah Yon Avram. And we hold up the members of this tehillah, and we say, this is a growth-oriented chevra. This is what we want you guys to be like someday. Because this is a group of people, the common theme is they're all idealists. And they all got here and they didn't stop growing. And they're always looking. Every month it's a new shiur being added. There's a Shabbos every year of how to make our tefillos better. The Chesed committee is just unbelievable. I can't even list the things that they do. They're so plentiful and always with a new idea. And they're regular rank and file, always with an email. Oh, can you help out this person? I know someone who needs this. Can you help it out? That's B'nai Aliyah. To be part of a tzibur like that, wow. When your test is in that group, when your tefillah is going up in that bus to Shemayim, wow. You know it's being accepted. But I want to still take it one step further. And with this, we're going to wrap up. Who do you expect to be least interested in tefillah b'tzibur? I don't know, if you asked me, when you're out and you're walking or you're biking in the beautiful hills here, and you see there's some guy standing out in nature, all alone, and he's screaming out, or he's shuckling, or he's doing something, and you're trying to figure out what exactly is that, and then you find out, oh, he's doing his bodhidus. Say, wow, what a beautiful concept. So you know what Rabbi Nachman Mibreslov says about tefillah b'tzibur? He says that the shliach tzibur's job is to unite, find every nekudah tova, every strong point in the tzibur, to unite them. That becomes the tzibur's nekudos tovos. And then, with that, he takes the package and delivers it to the proper place in Shemayim. That's a shliach tzibur. Wow. If that's what the shliach tzibur has to do, then I think that tells us what our job, and we're all shlichei tzibur, is to do. And that is to look at every other person in the kehila and out of the kehila, and find the nekudah tova in that person, and then try to say, wow, how can we bring out this talent? How can we help this person take that individual creativity and bring that to the harmony of the orchestra that is the shul, and say, wow, that's going to be such an asset to our tzibur. I saw in the book that Rebbetzin Riegler just wrote about the Machlis family, an unbelievable thing. And I happened, from the few times I had the schus to be with them, I can certainly say that everything that's written in this book is true. She writes in the introduction that she's having trouble even writing the words of a normal human being in this book because the family is tying her hands. They're saying, there's a guy who hung out in their house. He was drunk most of the time, so they want to call him the drunkard. So Rabbi Machlis says, you can't do that. You can't call him a drunkard. How can you refer to a person as a drunkard? Because he is. No. Some of the time he was actually sober. So you should write about him that he's someone who sometimes was sober. Meaning that what he saw in this person was his fine point. Even someone who you have to really dig to try to find one. And then when it came to other Jews, so she says, how should I talk about Jews who are not religious, secular Jews? Is it secular Jews? There's no such thing. You could have a secular institution. You could have a secular Jew. So what am I supposed to call them? She says. Call them Jews. That's what it means to be a tzibur. So that if, when Dr. Callis told me that I'm speaking about the koach hatzibur in Avodas Hashem, maybe the bottom line message here could be flipping that even on its head. Saying, how can we use Avodas Hashem to form a tzibur that we're even prouder about than we are of our tzibur that we're already so proud of? And in this way, on this day of Asara B'Teves, in which at one point Hashem had to bring us into a siege to unite us, no, this tzibur of Beis Tfila is what we said in the Haftorah this morning, which is, Va'asise Osam, L'goy achad ba'aretz, b'harei Yisrael. We're the goy achad ba'aretz. Let's make sure that we're also zocha through our work of koach hatzibur, in avodas Hashem, in finding those nekudos tovos, attaching to the tzibur and raising every one of us in the tzibur, looking to see deep inside us, pulling down and seeing how we could contribute to the tzibur, then we'll be zocha to the bracha that Hashem tells us at the end of the Haftorah of Vinasati es Mikdashi b'socham le'ol.